So we're going to continue on a little bit in terms of our discussion of some of the concerns about Kishuf and Shedim. So the Gemara says, Yada Ausya Darga Lepachda, Yada Puta Darga Leshinsa. So a person puts his hand on his nose, so there'll be some anxiety generated. A person puts their hand on their forehead. Often a sign of coming sleep. It could be a soporific experience. Tana uchlan umashkin tachas amita filu mechupin bekli barzel. You know, ruach ra shora aleihem. Tana rabbanu leyishta demayim lo belele revios lo belele shabbosos. As we've seen before, those are really like the nights that have been reserved for shedim. Vim shasa damu v'rosho mipnei sakana mai sakana ruach ra. Vim tzachi, but if a person is really thirsty, mai takante. So what should a person do in that situation? You know, lema, the Gemara says, Shiva kolo shamar David alamayim, v'adar nishti shenemar, kol Hashem alamayim, yel hakavod hirim, Hashem alamayim rabim, kol Hashem bekoach, kol Hashem ba'adar, kol Hashem shover arzim, v'yishaver Hashem es arzei halavanon, kol Hashem chotzi labuzesh, kol Hashem yachal midbar, kol Hashem yichol alayalos, v'yechasof yaros, v'yechalo, Kulo Omer Kavod Vilo Le Mahachi Lul Shafan Anigro this Alachash Anir Dipin Ben Kuchve Yasivna Ben Blili Shmini Azilna. I go amongst corpulent people. There's an inference to be made here to the Shedim, go after them, they make for a better lunch. Vilo Ika Yinish Bade Nisare, you should wake him up, Vilemale Planya Bar Palnasa. Tzchina maya v'hadar nishti v'ilo mekarkesh, you should make some noise. Nichtam achadzba v'hadar nishti v'ilo nishti b'midi v'hadar nishti, you should mix it with something else. Apparently the ruach ra only likes, you know, pure H2O, but if you throw something else in there, you know, this is also, you know, Yaradeya, what we talk about in terms of maya megulin. So, you know, if you mix something in, apparently, you know, it loses that ruach ra status to it. Okay. So Tana Rabbanu Leishta Adamayim Lo Mina Neharos Velo Namina Gomim Balayla Vim Shasa Dama Veroshim Yeh Sakana Mai Sakana Sakana Shavriri, right? That's the Targum from Hikum Basam Verim. We've seen Chil Yonei Naim referenced here many times, a vision. V'itzachi, right? Chazal were particularly concerned about that. The Gemara Nedarim is, you know, an Iver Kemes. Mai Takante Ike Inish Badei Leimale Planya Bar Palnasa. Again, another Lachash. Tzchina Maya Vilo lema ilinavshe palna amrali imi izdaher mi shavriri shavriri biriri riri yari reads chena maya bechasi chivri. Apparently the, you know, like the onomatopoeias here, the kind of the sound of these syllables apparently is something that shedim recoil from. V'afilu mina tam choyso pshita, that should be obvious, right? What should get in the way of, you know, participating in the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? Lo nitzrach alafidu Rabbi Akiva de'amar asei shabbos chaschol v'al titzdarech lebrios. A person should always live within their means, right? Pshot neveilasa v'shuka v'al tomer gav rabba. And it's all part of that rubric, you know, of a person living within their means. And, you know, it's better not to rely on tzedakos. So hacham yishun persine nisa modem. That a person should try, if it's at all possible, l'kayim shneim. Aval osu dvar muad besoch beso maininu amrav papa kasa deharsana. So dagim ketanim, there are different theories as to how exactly this fish was prepared, but that would be the oneg Shabbos. In other words, do something. If you look in the Rambam, this is exactly what the Rambam says in terms of oneg Shabbos and kavod Shabbos. Not everybody, you know, needs to have. I have no idea whether this is a dated reference or still timely, but when I was a kid, the standard was an Armani suit was considered very fashionable. Whatever the current threads are, you know, not everybody has to, you know, be at the top of the sartorial food chain, as it were. But at the same time, to do something, you know, the Chavod Shabbos and the Oneg Shabbos, even if it's a Davar Muad, Asei Shabbos Chachol, Ve'al Titzdarech Lebrios. Again, people should live within their means. This doesn't alleviate a Tzibor from constructing himself in such a way that, you know, like we have a problem today. It can't be that we have a situation where the top 1% or half of 1% of people can live in an observant community That's not acceptable. You can't say, oh, well, I'll say Shabbos Chachov, I'll titzarech lebrios. You know, that's very unacceptable and, you know, unjust kind of a thing. And so we have a lot of work to do in terms of making things more equitable and accessible in that fashion. But meidach gisa, you know, a person, you know, has an individual responsibility. I say Shabbos Chachov, I'll titzarech lebrios, even to compromise a little bit on Oneg Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, for the sake of, you know, not being a burden. So again, it really is a chovas ayachid and a chovas atzibor. People who engage this conversation always miss that point. People who say, you know, so leave Tinek, you know, what are you bothering us, you know? And then the other people, you know, who say, you know, nobody should be allowed to have a wedding of this size, or I'm not talking about, I'm talking about in pre-pandemic times and hopefully post-pandemic times, and nobody should be allowed to do this or that. And like, you know, there should be a middle ground where people can do what they want to do. But in general, the community needs to be, you know, more accessible for people of, you know, different socioeconomic strata. That's just an obvious and balanced approach. Kiditznan, Rabbi Huda ben Seima Omer, Havi Az Kenamer, Vekal Kenesher, Ratz Ketzvi, Gibor Ka'ari, Lasos Ritzon Avicha Sheba Shemayim. So that sense of really being misgaber and working very, very hard, part of what we talked about a few minutes ago, the seriousness of Avodas Hashem. Az Kenamer, Kal Kenesher, Ratz Ketzvi, Gibor Ka'ari. So that's what Rabbi Kiva was, you know, talking about, you know, that a person has to be willing to put in that extra effort for purposes of Shabbos and Yontif. Again, not everybody has to have the filet mignon or the Armani suit, but it has to be distinct from all the Yamim Habayim Lefanav, the Acharav. Yeah. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan Shiva Dvarim Tziva Rabbi Kiva as Rabbi Yeshua Beno, or as Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha, right? They used to call Akiva the Kireach. Apparently that was a reference to some of the, you know, elements relating to you know, his hair loss. Bini, al teshe begova shalir v'tishna. People will bother you if you're in a public place. V'al tidor be'ir sherasha tamidei chachamim. The import of that, the Rishonim explain, is that they're so involved in their learning, they don't take care of, you know, the plumbing and sanitation. V'al tikanis abeischa pitom, kol shekin abeischa vercha. Right, this is a beautiful idea, but the Vayikra Rabbah, the Rashbam quotes, is V'nishma kolo b'vo'el kodesh, the Mi'il, if you don't go into the, you know, Kodesh, or the Kodesh, you know, without sort of acknowledging, announcing your presence, a person has to be Tzanua b'soch beso, im ishto, al tikanes de beischa piso, kol shekin de beischa vircha. The Halacha had an enormous amount of respect for the Rosh Hashayachid, the integrity of the Rosh Hashayachid. V'al timana min alim yiraglecha, to wear shoes. Hashkim v'echol b'kayetz v'mni acham v'chor v'mni atzina v'asei shabas chachol v'al titzarech lebrios. V'hevi mishtad ilim adem sh'asham s'achek eslo. So Amr of Papa lo l'mizvan minei v'lo l'izvunei lei, because, you know, he's going to win that deal. Ela l'mi avid shutfis b'adei v'hashtam r'b shmol bar yitzch v'ay dechsev ma'asei yodav b'rachta. This is about Iov, kolandotol pruta mi'iov mizbarech afilu l'mizvan minei. Right, remember the Chamisha Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva had at the end of his life, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So the Rabbi Akiva is about to be put to death, you know, so Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai came to him. So Amar lo, Rabbi Lamdeni Torah, I want to hear a shir from you. So Amar Eni Lamdecha, right, because it was Sakanas Nefashos for Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. It's like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, as we know from the Gemara Shabbos, he would get himself into trouble afterwards. You know, he learned the lesson anyway, but he didn't need Rabbi Akiva to do it for him, but Rabbi Akiva didn't want him to be getting in trouble. But Rabbi Akiva really was, obviously Rabbi Akiva was willing to die for Torah. You can say, was this a stira? No, he needed Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai to live, to carry on Torah to the next generation. He wasn't telling Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, you shouldn't be moser nefesh for Torah. He's saying, don't commit suicide at this moment. Okay, so Amar lo, Imena Tam Lamdeni, Ani Omer Liyochai Abba, Umos Recha Lamalchus. So Amr Lo, as he starts threatening him, Bini Yoser, we'll always quote this line, Mimasha Egel Rotze Lenik, Para Rotze Lahanik, right? Trust me, I'd want to teach you more than you want to learn from me. So Amr Lo, Mi Besakana, Velo Egel Besakana. So Amr Lo, in Bikashta Lechanik, Hitala Beilan Gadol. So it's a great line in response, right? If you want to, you know, be strangled, so you know, attach yourself to a high tree. What does that mean? So the Rashbam explains, Lomar davar sheish mal rebios v'kabel mimcha. Mishum denakat lishna dechanika nakat hitala bila. Lamod b'fnei rav amar shmuosav mishmo. So this was like a little mini lesson that he was telling him in such a way that it wouldn't be explicitly divrei Torah. So Lomar davar sheish mal rebios v'kabel mimcha. You should always speak in such a way, you know, to be tola be'ilan gadol lamud b'fnei rav amr shmosav mishmo. That's a very big part of how we communicate. You know, I just mentioned, even without even thinking about it, this how many times I heard this line from, you know, Rav Lichtenstein, certainly in Ilan Gadol and the Rav. You know, everybody, you know, nara nahara upashte according to their own masora, but it always has to be within that masora. Okay, ukshatam lamid es bincha lamdeo b'sefer muge. Right, teach him from a good Koran Tanakh, not with any mistakes. So Mahi Amarava Visem Rav Bisharshia Bechadita Dishabeshta Kevan de Al Al. The problem is that once a person gets a mistake into their heads, right, it doesn't really come out very easily. Lo Savashal Bakadir Shabishal Bachaber Khamainu Gurusha Bechaibala Damar Galrush and Asagrusha Arba Deos Bemita Vibai Sema Filu Belmana the Fishem Kolats Bal Shabos. Right. This is obviously not something that is ready for Hadin, but something to be sensitive to. But again, you know, there are other factors involved. Mitzvah, the guf, gadol, ochal peros, veloschar mitzvah, the veloschar, mitzvah, the guf tar, no seisha velo banin. Okay, so let's start with the second one, which is easier. In other words, if you want to, do a mitzvah and keep your guf tahar, even if you have children already, a person should try to remarry, especially if they're feeling pressure in that regard. Mitzvah v'guf gadol ochal peros. So basically, Rashbam explains there's a big mitzvah, as we know. Havei tavitenu de machsaro asher yechsar lo. The highest level of tzedakah is to give a halva, somebody a job. So you can loan somebody money so they can purchase karka, and instead of expecting back the full payment in money, you could take peros a little bit. So that will be a very profitable venture for all parties involved. Zanena v'zanena. So Rashbam says, "Hilva maos lechavercha karka lechol peros binachiasa." Right, you can't be ribbis. You can't ask for the money back as well as the peros. Shetinaklo davar mu'a min adamim kimashkanta desura. V'hainu revach gadol v'gam mitzvah hi sheishol lo v'schar revach shetzarech lemaos l'schora. Now they'll have a little bit of liquidity as well, so everybody wins. Arba dvarim tzir Rabbeinu Hakadosh is banav al didar b'shachan siv mishum deleit sani havu. Again. In Bosa Inyan. Umashku lechabe leitzanusa. You have to, you know, derech. Ashri ha'ish asher lo halach otzatzer shor, derech ha'taym lo amad of a moshe of leitzan lo yash. So again, latz is not just a leitzan in the modern idiomatic sense of the term. It's a cynical person, really. But again, you know, seriousness is very important. V'alteshim almita asad ramis, so 3 days. Osi kada armi delo signi below kriyashma, v'kada armi delo tinsa of giyurta, v'kada armi armois mamish. Misha maisa de Rav Papa, there's a maisa Rav Papa, there's a non-Jewish woman that owed him money, and he kept on trying to collect money from her, and she strangled her son, and her infant son, and put him in the bed, and, you know, basically created a blood libel against Rav Papa. She said, "I'm going to get the money, why don't you sit here?" Rav Papa sat on the bed, the dead child was underneath the blanket. She said, "Yo, you killed my child," you know, the whole thing. So, you know, Al Teishiv Al Mitas Aramis, you can't be too careful. Al Tavriach Atzmecha Min HaMechas, you know, got to pay your taxes. Dilma Mishku Lecha, V'shakli Micha Kol De'is Lecha. Right, when they come after you, they're going to take much more than you originally owed. V'al Tamar B'Vnei Ashor B'Shah She'ola Min HaAgam, timely limud. Even when they're eating, sakul igra, get rid of the ladder. Oxen are dangerous. Amarav, niza the Torah, hein hein, niza the Arye Zaza, niza the Gamla, Dada, niza the Arba, Hilni, Hia, Hila, Hila, Kulia. Okay, so if you're afraid of a lion or a gamal or a shore, you'll know what to say. Amar Abaye or dag kos cham in beitzin skinim levanim six kulan kashan dvaracher tzaras or man degani amishcha detzala So that means somebody who lies down on a piece of skin that hasn't been fully prepared yet. In other words, the tanners or the professionals haven't done their full job yet. Apparently, that can generate tzaras. Dag is shivuta biyomenisan, again timely. Kos shivri kasa deharsina. Chamin or chamime dechamima. Mishadri lave, a person who's used to putting very hot, almost scalding water on themselves. Beitin mande midrach aklipim. The eggshells, kinim levanim, mande michvar levushe, person who you would call today bleaches their clothes, velo natar le tinaya yome, doesn't wait the requisite 8 days, vahadr lavashla, biryan, hanach kinim, vikashan dvar acher. So, good, the theory of life spontaneously generating, and good concern for that. So, Amar Papa, based on this, based Shunra, if you have a cat in your house, anybody here have a cat? Pet? Cat? Anybody? Nobody? Okay. We don't either. Based on this, based Shunra, Lenoel, Bayinish, below Misani, my time, Mishum, de Shunra, Katil, Lechivia, they like to kill snakes, Veachale, Vizbe, Bechivia, Garmik, Tini, there's some like worms in there, Viasiv, Garmik, de Chivia, Kare, Lonafik, Vistakin, it's like a hookworm, could get into your feet. So if there's a cat in the house, it will be eating snakes and their innards will be, all over the place. And okay. Ikadamri base of the lay space shinra. But if there's not a cat there, Loneo be inche be hachra, my time adilma michrech be chivya velo yada mistakin, right? The snakes are gonna run wild. So this is a little bit of a Talmudic lesson in the food chain here. It's hard to know the right balance to strike. So if there is the cat there, you don't have to worry about the snakes, but you have to worry about the worms. If there isn't a cat there, then the snakes. So Shadvarim Sivar Yishmal B'Rab Yossi, as Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Al Tas Mun Be'atzmecha Samayi Lo Sevi L'cha Dina V'Hadei T'Vasa, D'Chadav Yibal Dinecho Trei Sade, right, they're going to pull a stunt on you, and they're going to, create litigation. V'Al Tamar Al HaMekach V'Sha Shem L'cha Damim, this could be an issue of creating a sense of onah, mitzvah sheker tirchak. Rashbam points out here, there's also the opportunity cost. If you're looking at something, you really don't have intention to buy it, right? Somebody else might have in the meantime. Ishtecha tavla al tizakek la la rishonis. Let me just explain. We, have a tradition, b'nos Yisrael ha-chmir al-atzman, sheyosho shevayamim al tipas dam kechardal. But in the old days, basically, there was just a rotation of 7 days of Nida and 11 days of Ziva. So they could be Shofos Dam all 7 days of Nida, and the next night they could be Tahoros, right? If you wanted to be Mamid al Din Torah. And so that first night, there was a concern of Kever Pasuach that, that they really still were bleeding. That was the advice that they gave. Again, all of this is irrelevant today because you don't even start counting the Shevinikiyam of Azava Gedola. Our Hilchos Nida are basically a combination of Hilchos Nida and Ziva. So again, it's not relevant halacha l'maisa for today. Amar Rav, uv Nida deraisa ho v'hochzak mayan pasuach dil mamash chaziva shlosh dvar mitzivah Rabbi Yosef b'Yehudas Rabbi al teitzi yachidi b'layla v'al tamod b'fnei haner arum v'al tikani samerchatz chada shema tifchas ad kama misho ben levi ad yud beis chodesh. If you want to know, whether facilities are safe for usage, you got to wait a year. A pretty significant amount of time. The Altamod b'fnei aner arum, the Tanya omi b'fnei aner arum, heavy nichbe will be very bad for their health. Mishamish mitasol aner, having the banim nichben. Tanya rabbanu mishamish mitasol amita shetinok yashin aleha osu tinok nichbe. Velo amrano del havi bar shasol, heavy bar shasol leislan ba. Velo amrano del gani lahadi kare, avol gani lahadi reshe leislan ba. Velo amrano del manach yadei lave, manach yadei lave leislan ba. Okay, so a lot of caveats, in terms of the way that these halachos get played out, you have to look in Evan Hoyezer, at the right time, but it's there's some degree of flexibility. And let's just also remember, in the times of people here, they believe, there's like a constitutional right or an entitlement that everybody has their own space. That's not the way people used to live. And frankly, it's not the way people in many parts of the world still live, in terms of having private spaces within a home. Was not something that was readily, available. So you're reading this, Hamishamish Mitasol, Mita Shetinok Yashin Aleha, it sounds insane, but it should remind us of how privileged we are, and then, we can deal with the halachic aspects of that as need be. So as I started to explain before, Mivnei Shigaris Pas Machlas Hiu Shmon Esrei Ribo. That's a lot. Shamalach Chavala Yotzin V'Cholecha V'Echad Yeshlo V'Shus L'Chaba B'Fnei Atzmo Meikara V'Shchicha Kula Yoma. How did it become like a Wednesday night and Motzei Shabbos thing? So Zim L'Chad the Pagim B'Bichanita Bendosa Sarmi Le'Lav De Michrez and Alach Merkia His Har B'Chanita V'Teraso Sakantich. So this is sort of like, you know, the Love on Yaakov conversation. Yesh le'el yadil asosim lachem ra'am, Elohei avichem, emesh hayah ila limor. You know, yishamer lecha, midaber Yaakov tovad ra. So they're saying, chanina, like, we would have messed with you, but they told us we couldn't mess with you. So he goes, well, given that you can't mess with me, I'm going to mess with you guys. So amr la, yichashim le'berakia, good to know, gozer ani alalacha, Shalo savuri biyushiv leolam. So Amar Leib, imtosa minach, she says, that's a little harsh. Shavak li revacha porta. She says, all right, I give you Friday night, and I give you Wednesday night, or Tuesday night. Lele shabasos, velele revi. I'll give you that. Vesuchad zim nepagahe ba'abayis, Amar Leib, lavdi michuzi lachvarkiach, he's hara ben Achmani. Right, Abai was an orphan, we talked about that recently, so he was raised by Rabbi ben Achmani. They called him, you know, Nachmani v'Saraso. Second, Sikantich. Amar Leih Chazvina Berakia goes Rani Leichi Shalot Avur Biyushali Olam. So Chazina Da Avra. So Imre Hani Gazyasa Ninhu Deshanti Susya Viatu Dabri Lohu. So what does that mean? The Rashbam explains. I would be completely lost without this. Kshehochin B'Mavuo Shvilei Kramim V'Susein Mishtamtin Or Barchin B'Yishav. So it happens in very rare situations that people are going in these sort of sidewinding paths. And their horses, you know, let's say run away and take them off the beaten track, that's where you might encounter them. Okay, so just let me pick up the Tosfos and Amud Aleph. Tziva Rabbi Kiva as Rabbi Yeshua ben Now, so that was Rabbi Yeshua ben Karach, I quoted from the Rashbam. So Pirish Rashbam, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karach, Rabbi Kiva Kereach, Havik Nermina Bechoros, Shei ben Azai Yomer, Kol Chachma Yisrael, Domin Lefanai, Keklipa As Hashem, right? Ben Azai was saying that he was, you know, greater than they were. Chutz mina kereya chaza, right? Except for, you know, Rabbi Kiva, according to the Rashbam, Rabbi Kiva was his putative, would-be father-in-law, but then Ben Azai said, you know, ma'esa li bichashka batora, ef shalolam al yidei acherim, you guys all know, yeshna adoresh ve'no no'e mekayim, Ben Azai takes the most strident view of somebody who's not osik b'peria v'rivya, that he's memai b'dmus, and not only that, but it's kilu shofech damim, so they got him on, and he said, "Ma'asef shor leolam aydei achirim ve'inira shi'agimara kare oso ben karcha derech genai shereinen shu hanarim shekare lalisha lekereach." Right, it's not something that you would normally comment on. Ben Azai kirao kein derech bidichusa. Right, when Ben Azai referred to it, it was you know, derech bidichusa. So again, this is a sugya in its own right of a mechaneshe mechavero. Derech bidichusa is only a heter. We know. If the person's really okay with it, it can't be a one-way bidichusa, right? You can't say it's a one-way joke. I was just kidding. Except the other person is mortally embarrassed and offended. That's what we call hamal b'mtnei chaviru b'rabim, and that's what we would say is you don't have a chiluk in olam haba. It's a very serious thing. So for Ben Azai, there was a kind of a warmth there. It was you know, an intimate kind of a thing, but that he would be known as Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Seems the Bali Tosfos far-fetched. So Shebeshta Da'al, this is a big sugi in Baba Basra about what kind of, you know, Mikre Deradki do you want. Yoav ben Tsruya nearly, well, depends which day you hold like, but he may have actually killed his childhood Milamed over Timchas Zachar Amalek, because it was actually Zechar Amalek. And Yoav only killed the Zacharim of Amalek. So that's a sugi in Baba Basra, Yud Chafal from Midbay. So that this line of Shebeshta came into Al came from there, you know, that once Yoav had sort of integrated into his mind, there was no way he could get it out. So Tema de Rava Gufa is lay below Yachbor, Baba Basra, in second parak, Shebeshta Memele Nafka. No, it comes out on its own, so you don't need the most expert. Better to have the biggest Talmidei Chachamim, even if they're sort of less Miduyak. You know, Veishlomar de Hainuk, Shalomed, Kame de Garis. If you're going to give somebody a sefer that just, you know, is a corrupted text, so mechal sifro, ve'eno yotze midei ta'uso. So even those who are relatively, you know, sanguine or optimistic about people, you know, sort of improving their textual skills later on, right, if you're going to hand them a sefer she'eno muge, so that's going to be a problem. So mechal sifra ve'eno yotze midei ta'uso. That's the ultimate shevesh ta'kevan da'al. You would never say about that, even if you're willing to say in other cases of, you know, an instructor, shevesta mimela nafka, you know, that a person, when they get older, they can always look into the text and correct it. And that opportunity is not going to be available if you had a sefer she'eno muge. So, again, it's always important to get, as my father likes to say, the best materials. Okay, so just, you know, a few very important points that we discussed. That was one of them. Shibeshta kevanta al. We always want to be especially precise. That sort of dovetails with the mission of Avos of Halomed Yelad the Mahudoma, right? Dio al Nir Chadash. We want to take advantage of those years as much as possible. We talked about the dialectic of Asay Shabbas Chachov al Titzarech Labrios on the one hand, and also Heviaz Kenomer of Kal Kenesher Ratz Kitzvi Gibor Kari Lasos Vitzon Avicha Shabbashamayim. When it's possible to Mekayim Shneihim, you should be Mekayim Shneihim. Always remember this line, Yoser Rimasha Egel Rotz Elenik, Par Rotz Elahanik. The Rebbe always wants to teach more than the Talmidim want to learn. You know, so it wasn't a question of Rabbi Kiva not wanting to teach Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. But eventually he does give him this line, Yimikashta Leichane Kitala Bilan Gadol. We always want to, you know, attach ourselves to be part, you know, of a Masora. Is you know, an invaluable kind of a thing, and even in just in terms of a way that's bederach shemoshech es halev, that too, you know, is very important. Okay, yeah, I guess hold it up here, and then tomorrow, Mirat Hashem at 7:45, we'll continue forward. We're getting really close to being back in, you know, Psachim. Kaf Yedaled, we'll be back, so by Monday night, Mirat Hashem. But this, you know, it's always nice to get a little bit of exposure, and, you know, we're getting really close within a week, which is a great thing. So, hope everybody's doing well, and I look forward to continuing on, and we can, I think, really, really say we're in the home stretch, and thank God. With the Daf Yomi people, we never ever get overconfident. You know, al tiftach ba'atzmecha. We always know what they're capable of as they reach, you know, the end of a masach, that they get particularly, you know, unpredictable. But we'll, I think, hold them off. We'll make sure of it.